Welcome to the Girl Next Door podcast. I'm Erica.
And I'm Kelsey. In every episode, we bring our different perspectives to honest, funny conversations that feel like chatting with good friends.
We started this show years ago when we were next door neighbors and still haven't run out of things to talk and laugh about yet. Today, we are chatting about our nails. It's one of those little things that makes a big difference to both of us, and we have a lot to say about it. So, while it may seem trivial, we contain multitudes, and it is fine to talk about the fun little indulgences sometimes. And if you do not enjoy painting your nails or getting manicures, that is also fine. It's not required. Judgment-free zone. But listen on, you might be inspired to try it or just enjoy the girlfriend chat with us.
Yeah.
So let's start by describing what our nails look like right now, okay. At the moment.
Yes. Okay. I have a very old gel manicure. I'm probably
still looking great, though.
I mean, it still looks great. It's just getting grown out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, a gel manicure will stay and stay. So basically, you have to just grow it out. I've trimmed my nails a couple of times, but actually, it's time to go get it removed. So one of my errands today is probably okay. going to be getting it removed, okay. and I might do a home manicure
Excellent.
Tonight.
Excellent.
And I'm rocking a very old pedicure, like nail pedicure, like very old polish on my toes.
Mine is too.
I'm chipping. It's not going to show.
It's not a pretty
you.
Situation.
No, I'm way overdue.
Okay, I have my St. Patrick's nails.
They're so
rocking
cute.
Right now.
They're so,
I have
so
like,
cute.
I have long almond shaped nails with like a hard gel overlay, and they are white. It's basically a white French manicure, except the one nail has a rainbow
so
French
cute.
With a little clover, and then there's like a gold trim on the
oh my gosh
on the white part. So I'm just got these done this week. So
they look amazing.
Thanks,
can
friend.
You also either at this point or sometime describe a gel overlay?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
I have
great.
Notes for you.
You're gonna like uh-huh. we need like a glossary, uh-huh. a terms yep. glossary. Great. Yep.
Okay, so why and how do we do our nails? Like, how do we feel about it overall? Why is it important? What is important to you when it comes to your nails?
Okay, so at this point in my life, I have my nails painted almost all the time, mm-hmm. and I really love it. But honestly, it surprises me,
yeah.
kind of, because I feel like I am not necessarily the kind of person that you might assume has
yeah.
their nails painted all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not into a lot of the other things that you might associate with having your nails painted, like shopping, always wearing makeup, mm-hmm. kind of like things mm-hmm. like that. Like, I kind of keep my appearance
right.
like pretty natural.
Right.
But I really do love having my nails painted. And there are two big reasons for me. The first is that it really helps me not pick my cuticles. This is a lifelong mm-hmm. bad habit of mine that mm-hmm. I've talked about that I have worked really hard to get in a much better place mm-hmm. about. And I'm in a really good place with it. And so I love having my nails painted for that reason. The second is I just really love how it looks.
Yeah.
I would say starting around high school is when I started like getting into the bad habit of picking my cuticles. And it was pretty bad. I would say grad school through like my first jobs, mm-hmm. like especially jobs where I wasn't as happy at my jobs. I
yeah.
was bored. I was stressed.
Yeah.
Like it's a stressful
time of life.
Yes. A stressful and stress and boredom habit. So I felt like my hands looked unprofessional and mm-hmm. unfeminine. And I just like really didn't like how they looked. Mm-hmm. And so now that I don't pick my cuticles regularly and have my nails painted, it's like my hands kind of look the way I always wished they
yeah.
looked.
Yeah. And they're your best hands.
Yeah. And that just makes me feel like, oh, okay, I have arrived in my adult life. I also love that painted nails are a little everyday expression of style and taste. Mm-hmm. And I personally do just feel more pulled together when my nails are painted mm-hmm. and more feminine. Like
yeah.
that's an expression of my femininity
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
I love noticing other people's painted nails and always makes me wonder about the color mm-hmm. that they chose and like what inspired mm-hmm. it. And finally, when your nails are painted, you notice how often you see your hands every
yes,
day.
Yes.
You see your hands all the time.
All the time.
All the time. And when they're painted, it's like, it almost is like these little jewels at
yeah.
the tips of your fingers.
Yeah.
And you see them all the time.
Yep.
It's just like this little
you
joy.
You catch little glimpses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I just really love that.
I love this so much. Okay. I feel the same way. I will say, like, I will go so far as to say, the state of my nails is a very good indicator of how my life is going
mm.
at the moment. Like, if you happen to catch me without my nails done in some fashion, even if that's just a, you know, DIY manicure, but with some color on them or something, then things are going rough.
Maybe buy
Maybe
her
I've
a cup
been
of coffee
sick for a while. Maybe, I don't know, but I must have them done. And it's just nothing ever like, you know, I wasn't raised that way necessarily. It wasn't like anything, but from a very young age, like from middle school, I have always had my nails painted.
Really? I was wondering where, when it started.
And I used to even do my own like French manicures at home in high school. Like I had a really steady hand and could, I still probably could, but I haven't in a while. I literally don't even like, because I've had them painted so much, I don't even like to touch things when my nails are not done. I don't like how they look. Like you said, you see them all the time, like typing or, you know, reading a book or shuffling papers around. But it literally feels different. Like they feel thinner with nothing on them, you know, and almost like a little, like a little nails on chalkboardy-ish. Okay. That's how I feel when they're not done. So I really have to have them done. It's almost like a sensory thing for me now. And it for me, it's just one of the purest examples of something I do completely for myself because it brings me joy. And even at times when I don't have the money to get them done, I still do them myself at home. Like I, it's just one of those things that is completely insignificant, but brings me so much joy. Like the way that I will almost crash my car on the way home after a nail day, because I'm just like, you know, they're just gleaming in the sun and I can't stop looking at them. I mean, it's the joy it brings me is absurd.
I love that. And it, you were saying it's like an insignificant thing. It's one of those things that outwardly insignificant to anyone else, but to you, so significant.
Yes, will like literally make or break my day if they're done or not. I will think about it all day long if they're not done. Like, when am I going to have a chance to do them? When am I going to get in? What am I going to, like, it bothers me so much when they're not done. So.
I'm not quite to that degree, but you know, maybe 50% of that. I definitely have noticed that if they're not painted, I'm very eager to get them painted.
I feel very naked. Naked and scratchy. Like it's a weird texture. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay, so we've kind of alluded to this, but are you a DIY or salon manicure kind of girl? And what looks and colors do you tend to go for?
Okay, I am both a DIY and a salon manicure gal. I am very proud of myself for how good I've become at home manicures.
You really have.
I came a long way, friends.
You really have. This is, I've seen this full evolution.
Yes, you like, really have.
Close up, and I'm
you
so proud.
You have been an influence for sure. And yeah, just over time, and it's just taken practice and, you know, just different products and just different little tools. And anyway, have finally put in the time where I feel very confident that I can do a great home manicure. And I can often get a week out of my home manicures, which is really pretty good. I do also really enjoy having my nails done at the salon, especially a gel manicure, because it just lasts for weeks. And so this, a gel manicure, if you are not familiar, it's just a type of polish that they put on, and then you put your hand under this little UV light, and it kind of bakes it in somehow.
Yeah, like cures more.
Yes, and it is unremovable unless you go in and get it soaked in, you know, nail polish remover. So it's great. It doesn't chip anything. And honestly, I would love to get those monthly. It is not quite in the budget right now, but I, that's like this like future life that I look forward to arriving at, you know, where it's just like, okay, I am going to start getting my nails done monthly, and it will be such a luxury that I will appreciate. In terms of how I wear my nails, I keep them pretty short, like as short as possible. If they get much length, I'm just so much more likely to pick out my cuticles.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I just really notice
that. It gives
that.
You like a tool to pick with.
And I will keep thinking, you know, I'm in such a good place with it. I'll be like, oh, I think I could wear my nails a little longer. And then suddenly just I will notice I'm like
picking
more. So I have to keep them pretty short. But what has made me feel better about that is that I heard an interview with Bobbi Brown of Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. And she said that basically her whole professional life, she has always worn short red nails.
Okay.
And so that has kind of helped me wear my short nails confidently. Yeah. For colors, I tend to stick to pretty traditional colors. Nothing too bright, like never neon.
No.
Have not gone there.
Although with a tan, I feel like you should.
Well, anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to agree to anything. But I love being seasonal.
Yeah.
And that is what I definitely cannot imagine. Like, I cannot imagine going in the fall when I want something like darker and moody and like getting hot pink nails.
Yeah, no.
Just like, no. Absolutely not. So I kind of broke down some of the colors I gravitate for the different seasons. So fall colors in the fall, just kind of anything, you know, moodier, a little bit darker in the greens, orange, deeper reds, whatever. Black for October, which I think I tried for the first time last year and loved it.
It's very chic.
Deep red or bright red for December and the holidays. I go dark colors January, February. Even black could be a dark color in there. That looks good. But then red for Valentine's Day. Lighter colors when the spring comes around. But still, I'm sticking to like pinks and purples. I don't really go yellows, greens.
Yeah.
Then that's a little bit outside of my comfort zone. In the summer, I do love bright red or white on nails in the summer. Yes. Looks so good.
That does look really good.
Yeah. So
I love that. I second that notion with seasonal colors. If I'm doing a plain color, I like to throw in a seasonal nail, like my
Saint Patrick's nail.
I have found the best nail tech. She is the sweetest girl. I say girl. She's like maybe 15 years younger than me.
Okay.
So she feels like a little gal, you know, but she is just an artist, honestly. And so I have to take advantage sometimes and just have her do something really cool. And okay, so I get a hard gel overlay and I have them in a like a long almond shaped nail, which is kind of universally flattering and like lengthening for your hands. I have kind of stubby fingers, so I feel like it lengthens my hands a little bit. I don't like them if they get too long, like right now where they're at is about as long as I can do. But okay. I am ideally like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like I'm like the little old lady who's in there. Yeah. Like, because for me, if I'm going to pay to get them done, I want them to always look fresh and good. Because like once you know, if you have nail art, especially or something, and it starts to grow out with longer nails, I just feel like it's very noticeable.
Yeah.
And so I want to keep them, you know, fresh. So
and
ideally
that's like
every
such
two.
An important self-care habit for you.
And it's nice because she's actually a little bit further away. It takes about a half hour to get to her in traffic. And it just feels like this nice little like me time. Like I listen to my audiobook or podcast on the way and on the way back home. And it's just, you know, a couple hours out of my week every 2 weeks or 3 weeks that I can count on.
Do you
so
have
I really
it
like
just
that.
Set like every other Thursday at this time or how does that work?
I just book like a couple appointments out depending on her schedule and mine, but she's hard to get into otherwise. So I try to have a couple, you know, banked. But yeah, I do a hard gel. So there's a gel manicure that's like a soft gel.
That's what I get, I guess.
And that's technically what goes over my hard gel. So basically I have like a hard gel layer that cures even harder. So like my nails, my natural nail is this length now, but even if it wasn't, you can like build it out kind of like you would an acrylic nail, but it's not acrylic. It's just gel.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, sort of, but I don't even understand an acrylic nail.
So like an acrylic nail, you'd put like, let's say your nails were short and you wanted fake nails put on. It's not just like a press on. It would be, they put like a little, almost like a tag board sticker underneath your nail. And then they can kind of use that as a platform to like build out and sculpt a longer looking nail.
Gotcha.
So she does that with gel.
Gotcha.
But at this point, my natural nails are this actual length. And so it's just like a gel overlay, which really just helps with like they never break ever, no matter how long they are.
Yep.
And if I have them short, I just do a regular gel manicure.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I
think it's just like an extra layer basically. Okay. And there are two different gels. This one's just a little like goopier. It's not just the gel base coat. So she kind of like builds and she can fill in cracks and stuff like that. So she kind of just files down all the polish and any like parts that are starting to lift or whatever and refills it with that hard gel and then goes over and does a regular gel manicure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And I had not heard of this before I went to her because I really don't like the smell of acrylic and it feels more damaging. I don't know that it actually is or not. It just felt like that in my head. And I wanted something a little more natural. And so I think the look of the hard gel is a little more natural too, because it's, I don't know, it's not as thick or something. There's something I like about the look of it better than acrylic. So, but yes, I love to tippity tap my nails like Cardi B all over the place when they're long. Like I love it. I like to be a little bit extra when they're long.
Yeah.
But then I will get like, I will get, you know how if you have curly hair, you want straight, and if you have straight hair, you want curly?
Yes.
I will get the same thing with my nails, where I'll look at like your nails or somebody else, and I'm like, I just want them short for a while.
Yeah.
And then I'll chop them and save some money for a while. And yeah. So that is my current routine.
Okay. I love it.
What about pedicures? Do you do your own? Both of us are saying they're in rough shape at the moment. So.
Yeah, so we might have some similar habits here. Yeah. So I just about always have my toes painted as well. However, I will let those grow out longer because especially when it's not the summer, fewer people are seeing them, you know, and just it's really incredible how long toenail polish lasts. Right. I don't do gel polish. It just, you know.
Because you're not doing dishes with your toes and such.
Exactly. So, but I never paint them myself. The logistics of bending over your knee is in the way. How are you going to supposed to get around that knee? It's too much.
It is. And the older we get, that it hurts the back, it hurts the neck.
Yeah.
I have been doing it like myself completely. And now I'm like, nope.
Just I'm done with that.
And I don't need to do it as often, I don't think. I'll still get gel on my toes.
Okay.
And I'll do it like not even every other, like every third nail appointment, I'll have her do a pedicure too.
Okay.
So gotcha. I just started that. I just booked it.
Okay.
Feels like a very big indulgence.
Yeah.
Because I've always done my own. And then I was like, I am chunky and getting older and my back hurts. And this is like cutting off my circulation to
bend
down.
There's just no good way.
No.
You can't have your, you know, you can't have your leg straight out in front of you because you can't reach.
Yeah.
But then you bend it up and there's this whole leg that you have
to bend around
where you need to be working and looking.
And then my dogs are like, what are you doing? That smells interesting. Yes. It's just a whole thing. I'm like, you know what? If I'm already spending the money, I'm just going to get a nice pedicure.
Just do this for yourself. Yep. So I also really enjoy getting a pedicure. I just sit with my book and read, like your feet are in this hot water. You're getting a massage. All of that. I honestly enjoy it more than a manicure because then
it is more relaxing.
Yeah. I'm sitting there and either chit chatting or sometimes I'll either listen to an audiobook while I'm getting a manicure or I'll just have my Kindle and I feel like I can, you know, with the pads of my fingers, turn my pages in whatever. So anyway, honestly, but I get pedicures pretty infrequently, maybe 3 or 4 a year.
Okay.
So I almost like seasonally, for like a new season or something. So those are also something I would love to get done more frequently as budget allows. And I just feel like that will just feel like my luxurious adult life.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Do you have any funny stories about nails?
Okay. I have a couple of funny stories. A funny story that comes to mind is from my childhood. I remember that my Girl Scout troop went to like a nail technician school where we could get, I'm sure, cheap or like very free manicures.
Practicing,
I have no idea what badge this would have been for, but this was a field trip that we had.
Official girl badge.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I'd ever had my nails painted before that. So I felt really fancy getting them done. But I remember as soon as we walked out the door, I looked down. I had already messed up one of my nails. And I had this thought, it's actually kind of sad, of just feeling like, well, I am just not the kind of person who deserves to get my nails done. I cannot even handle
this. 10 years old.
Yes. Clearly, I cannot handle this. I just felt like so many of the other girls, I had the impression like they do this all the time.
They're being so
careful.
They
know what to do. And here I am. I've already messed it up.
Yeah.
And so honestly, I think that is kind of a feeling that I carried with me for a long time, especially with how my cuticles looked for so long with picking at them. And so I think that's part of the reason why I almost feel so surprised, but it brings me so much joy to have good looking nails.
That's
now.
So funny. I feel like that is like a thing that happens with makeup, with clothes, with where like you have this early formative experience and then you're like, well,
it's just not for me.
And it can be intimidating when you don't know anything about it. And so some people go their whole adult life and they're like, well, I would like to be the kind of person that does my nails or wears a red lip once in a while, but I just can't. I just can't.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, you can.
And honestly, I can imagine. I mean, I think that maybe I feel like maybe in college when I started having, you know, part-time jobs in the summer or something, I feel like I distinctly remember getting a paycheck for the first time and having some disposable money and like taking myself to get a pedicure and how indulgent and adult that felt. And so I have been going to nail salons infrequently, but for many years now. But if you've never been, it's very intimidating.
It's a whole experience.
It's a whole culture. Yeah, whole experience. You might not know what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I would definitely encourage anyone who wants to try, you should try it. The other funny experience, it's maybe not a specific thing, but something that has happened to me a few times. I have sometimes gotten the pedicures where there's a hot stone massage part of it. Mm-hmm. And there will be the case. The stones are too hot.
Yeah.
They are lava rocks.
Yeah.
And so suddenly you're getting massaged with these hot lava rocks. And you're like, Yeah. But I'm like, is it supposed to feel that way? I don't want to hurt your feelings that it's too hot. And then I'm like, are you really not going to tell them that this rock is burning your calf? You are paying for this. Why do you not feel self-conscious that you cannot speak up?
Or get like talked to into a color that you don't want or something like that.
So I've really started to try to say like, oh, the water's too hot. Can you cool it down? Like expressing preferences.
It's
you can
okay.
do it nicely, but mm-hmm. you are paying for it. It should be enjoyable. Uh-huh. I also do not always care for the sugar scrub.
Yeah, it can be rough.
If they're getting in there with a sugar scrub, holy cow, it's like sandpaper.
There is nothing sweet about that.
Sure is not. So skip the sugar scrub. Be careful about the rocks.
Yeah, take it easy. Maybe your first time, don't go all in for all the treatments, for sure. I think especially like I took my mom to get her a pedicure when we were out here, and it was the most... She was so nervous and so unrelaxed. And she happened to have a nail tech that it was a guy, and he could tell he just kind of maybe was in the family business and didn't necessarily love what he did or have the best kind of bedside manner, if you will. And so she just felt like the whole time he was like telling her to relax. And she's like, oh, wait, where do I put my foot? What do I do? And she's like, I'm never doing that again. Like, I'm sorry, I was trying to treat you, but.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, when I was younger, I was so obsessed with nails. And I remember having a music teacher in elementary school who had these long red nails all the time. And you know, when you're in elementary school in particular, you just soak in every detail about like your teachers, you know, while they're teaching, while they're reading you a book or whatever. So I was just obsessed, and I would go home and I would like bend open paper clips a little bit and stick them on my fingers and just tippity tap all around and pretend I was teaching with my long nails. And honestly, I haven't really outgrown it. That's basically
right. You're
what I do.
I'm tippity tapping around nails now. Yeah.
Me and my sister, whenever we get, you know, we'll both go in phases where they're shorter for a while and then we'll get long ones put back on and we're like, can't tell me nothing. Like, we'll send a picture just. There is something about it that just feels so like you have your life together when your nails are done.
Oh, that's so funny. So was your sister into doing her nails too? Like, would you do them together?
Yeah. Well, she's 6 years younger. So when we were younger, not so much. But now we kind of both, you know, we both like to have them done and different styles a little bit. But yeah, we'll just go back and forth like, ooh, nail day, you know.
Oh, that's really cute.
All right. We would love to hear all of your thoughts about nails. Do you paint them? Do you get them done? And over on Patreon, we are diving even deeper into the world of nails. If you're here for it, we will share some more favorite products and tips and like the nitty gritty with friends of the show over there. So join us there. Let's do some latelys, where we each share what's going on lately. Funny story, something we love, recent win, fail. What's your lately?
Okay, I have a win. My lately is a new habit that I am working on, still establishing, but that is going for a 10-minute walk during my work days.
Okay.
So I feel like this is advice that we have all heard.
Yes.
We're all sitting for too long.
Yes.
It's having terrible effects on our health, on our mental health, all of that. So I've heard all that too. But, you know, for me, the kids leave and it's like every moment is precious.
You get in the zone.
I basically sit down right here at this dining room table and I do not get up unless it's to eat or to pee or to like run an errand, which then I'm in my car. So whatever it was, I think I must have heard that advice again or something. And I just, you know, was thinking, okay, Kelsey, 10 minutes. I'm really thinking of 10 minutes on the clock. You can spare 10 minutes. So I have really been trying that. I'll kind of start on my work and do a first little chunk of work, hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I take a break. I walk out that door. I wear my Apple Watch and I start the stopwatch so that I'm timing myself, which helps me see like, okay, you can turn around. And I think it just helps me see too, like 10 minutes is
not
that
long. Yeah.
So I have started that. And yeah, I'm always glad that I did it. And so
do you feel like it's having a nice effect on your workday?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say that it's like, oh, now my work days are so much better. Yeah. But I do think it's something where I sit down and I try to be very focused because I know that I'm going to get that break. And then, yeah, I think just having that time not in front of the screen, a little bit of a podcast, an audiobook, it's been a great time to just like maybe call my sister for just like a quick little chat or something. So anyway, I'm going to keep it up as long as the weather will let me.
Okay.
Not sure how that's going to go.
It's going to get warm
in the summer, but that's what I'm trying to do.
All right. I like that. Okay. My lately is that I just ordered a pre-algebra course for my oldest child.
Oh, boy.
How are we in pre-algebra? already. Oh,
man. You are in pre-algebra again.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Exactly. I actually really don't mind math very much. I'm not, like, I'm pretty good at it, but I don't love teaching it. So this is actually a video-based course.
Okay.
She has the full lessons from a teacher every time. They even have like solutions videos where they work through, but she's still got like the paper stuff in front of her. But it was just one of those moments where I was like, pre-algebra, like, she's going to be in seventh grade next year.
Wild.
And sometimes those numbers just kind of float by and you're like, okay, but yeah, certain things like that where like I can explicitly remember also being in pre-algebra in seventh grade and just being like that feeling like a big deal because algebra was this thing like, you know, big kids talked about. I was like, what is happening right now? We are into the big kid curriculum.
Wow. Yeah. And the fact that you're going to be teaching a seventh grader in homeschooling, that just feels very significant. That's
awesome. Two middle schoolers next year. So it was one of those moments where I had to pause and be like, whoa, this is going fast.
Appreciate the milestone. Yeah,
exactly.
That's very exciting.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. The show notes for this episode with links for everything we talked about are at our website, which is newly remodeled. We would love to have you over there. It's looking very pretty. GirlNextDoorPodcast.com. And come hang out with us on Instagram. We are Hi Girls Next Door over there. And we love to get your emails always at higirlsnextdoor@gmail.com.
Thanks so much for dropping in. Until next time, friends, beware the lava rocks.
I love that so much.
Bippity boppity boo.
Podcast magic time. I have had such a salty craving lately, like salty vinegary, and now I'm super thirsty because I had so much salt today. I'm probably like,
what have you been eating to hit the craving?
I had some Pringles and I had chips and salsa. Like I needed that vinegary. Mm-hmm. I had a pickle.
Bite. Yeah, pickle.
I literally just like, give me it.
All the vinegar. Yeah. Oh, I love those flavors too. You need a Jersey Mike's. That's what you need.
Yes, that is what I need. Mike's way.
Yeah.
Yep.
All the way, Mike.
Mm-hmm.